This communion service, which included scripture reading, prayer, and a brief talk by Ryan Carroll, took place at Studio Church on October 16th, 2022.
Let's pray.
Father, this is a group of people, many of whom have been hanging around with each other for many, many years. You have put us together in your wisdom and given us to each other as gifts and as blessings and for exhortation and encouragement. And I thank you. I thank you for this great opportunity to come together and just look to you and to demonstrate our faith and our reliance on you to be our guide and our wisdom. Give us love for each other tonight. And I just feel really blessed to be here. Thank you, Father. Amen.
A reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verses 1 through 3. Oh, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk, without money and without cost. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen, that you may live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you according to the faithful mercies shown to David.
A reading from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, verses 31 through 34. Behold, days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not like the covenant which I made with their fathers in the day I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant which they broke, although I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. But this is the covenant which I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them, and on their heart I will write it, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. They will not teach again each man his neighbor and each man his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and their sin I will remember no more.
This is Psalm 121. I will lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where shall my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to slip. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun will not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will protect you from all evil. He will keep your soul. The Lord will guard your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forever.
The fertile fields are barren now, the grasses all gone brown, but the trees are aflame with the glory of God, and the leaves are calling his name.
Reading from John's Gospel, chapter 6. Jesus said then to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread of heaven, but is my Father who gives you the true bread out of heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down out of heaven and gives life to the world. Then they said to him, Lord, always give us this bread. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will not hunger, and he who believes in me will never thirst. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread which comes down out of heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down out of heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread also which I give for the life of the world is my flesh. Then the Jews began to argue with one another, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in yourselves. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who eats me, he also will live because of me. This is the bread which came down out of heaven, not as the fathers ate and died. He who eats this bread will live forever."
We're going to do communion here in 5 minutes or so. Before we do, just a few thoughts as we prepare ourselves for communion. I was thinking about Jesus in John 6 that was just read. And the context, of course, is as soon as Jesus says all of these things, almost everyone is like, we can't listen to this. Eat your body, drink your blood. And John tells us that many of his disciples, after hearing this, scattered to the winds. And I'm struck by this act of Jesus in his desire to give in what he is offering. I can't even fully comprehend it. But I was thinking about me and my giving. You know, I like to be like thanked when I give things. And sadly, sometimes, you know, I'll do the dishes when my wife is gone. She'll come home and I'll be like, I did the dishes. And that's about where that goes. Like, are you a man or are you a kid? And all of us who've had kids know this feeling too. We offer things, we give things, right? And that sense of just love and thankfulness and gratitude always comes back. Wait a second, what am I saying? But we've all felt this, right? The pain that comes from offering something to someone who does not appreciate it. The pain of that not understanding on the part of others what it actually meant for us to do the thing that we did. To understand the time that it took. To understand the self-expression that went into whatever it was. To understand the care. We've all felt that pain of not being understood. And here, Jesus offers his body to people who don't understand its significance. He offers it to us. And more than that, he offers it to those who spurn him and want to kill him. He offers it to his disciples, his own body. The disciples who want to argue about who the greatest among them is. The same disciples who can't stay awake with Jesus in his hour of greatest emotional suffering prior to the cross. Jesus offers his body to the one he knows will in a few short hours betray him. Jesus offers his body to the men who he had chosen, taught, walked with, loved for 3 years, who will all fall away that very night in their own way, like Judas, and betray him, deny him. And proleptically, he offers his body to us. What types of unfaithfulness, evil, and pain have each of us wrought on the world around us? What rebellions have each of us pursued wholeheartedly? And yet Jesus has offered us his body too. And just like the disciples who thought they knew, thought they understood that night, thought they understood their master when he broke the bread with them, willingly accepted the bread and the wine from his hand, believed in their rabbi as much as they could. In reality, they knew nothing truly in the face and prospect of the suffering and the cross that he had before him. So we too gather around this table tonight, also ignorant in so many ways. And while we have the hindsight of the cross and the death of Jesus that lay at the heart of the symbolism of this bread and wine, lays at the heart of Jesus' mission, there is a real way in which we, even today, as those who have walked with the Messiah, some of us for many decades, are just as prone as the disciples had been to not really want to know, to not really be willing to feel the reality behind the path of self-sacrificial giving that this bread and wine represents. Like the disciples, we are too afraid of the pain of what renunciation and sacrificial service entail. My dishes, what a joke. We are, like the disciples, just as prone to shrink back from the way of the cross that the Messiah has called all of us to. And yet, Jesus knew this about us before he offered his body. He knew what was in us. He knew that we could never be on this side of the eternal kingdom the kind of people who could wholeheartedly and faithfully commit ourselves to his way. All of us, like sheep, have gone astray. Paul puts it like this in Romans 5, "For while we were still helpless at the right time, Christ died. He offered his body for the ungodly. For one will hardly die for a righteous man, perhaps for a good one, would dare even to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were yet ignorant sinners, Christ died and offered his body for us." The gospel is this, that the flesh that he offers us brings us eternal life. We become the knowledgeable, we become the good, we become the faithful people because of the love he has offered that changes each of us who come into contact with it over the long haul. Love changes everything. You give first, you sacrifice first. Jesus died first so that the seed would be planted. And only after its planting, after its burial, does the change begin to occur. Jesus faced into the greatest ignorance and darkness and lovingly offered us his body without cost to us who could, at the first, only participate in trampling that body. And yet, he knew. And here we are, and we want to celebrate this evening that sacrifice and that offer of life. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen.
From 1 Corinthians 11, 23 and 24. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and he said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's pray. God, thank you for the sacrifice that you have made in your Son Jesus. Thank you for his willingness to give his body. May we strive, and may you give us strength to seek to live our lives in a way that reflects that gift. And thank you for this group here today. May we encourage one another in that striving. In your name, amen. Christ's body broken for you.
In the same way, he took the cup also, after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Father, we don't really understand who you are, but we know you because you chose to disclose yourself to us. Create in us, Lord, hearts that genuinely want to know you better. Thank you for starting that and being faithful that you will finish what you started. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness, your wisdom, your love. You love us so much that you wrote yourself into our reality as one of us to demonstrate that love. Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen. This is the blood of Christ poured out for us.
There's another prayer on the sheet in front of you. Let's pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we thank you for feeding us with spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in his holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of your Son and heirs of your eternal kingdom. And now, Father, send us out to do your work you have given us to do, to love and serve you as faithful witnesses of Christ our Lord. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit, be honor and glory now and forever. Amen.
Amen.